Sunday, the 29th of September, 1963.
Thanks to my pop-picking friend Alan Freeman for those great shows. Now, this is your pop-keeper Don Moss, hoping that for the weeks ahead you'll stay around and enjoy the sound of the show where things are really popping. Things like new releases, chart starters, top pop prediction, first-time rounders, and, of course, the top ten. There's lots to play, so let's away and say hey to the Everly Brothers and the girl that sang the blues.
The band and I, we play from 9 to 5. It didn't pay much, cause the place was just a dive. Then one night I saw in the crowd, and she asked if singing with the band would be allowed. It was just a weekday night, so I said it would be alright. That's how I met the girl who sang the blues. She sang the blues like no one has ever heard, and you could tell that she lived every word. That girl was something special we could see. Then she sang a song of love and looked at me. That girl could do no wrong, so I let her sing all night long. And I fell in love with the girl who sang the blues. I still remember that fateful night, the man with the big cigar walked in the club right up to her and said, "Hey girl, I'm gonna make you a star." The band and I still play from 9 to 5. But since that night, the music ain't alive. That girl still sings the songs to me, I know. But now she's singing them on the radio.
Right on top of their form, the Everly Brothers, and the new one's called The Girl Sang the Blues. The drums are drumming and the echoes are coming, marching through. The Echoes with their best boots on, marching through, and I hope you enjoyed the trip. Mind you, as long as Jerry and the pacemakers are around, you'll never walk alone.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high, and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of a storm, there's a golden sky and the sweet silver song of love.